Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Showbiz Report. Wow, 3 episodes in, I'm still in the ropes. How's about that? Okay, what could we do? I don't know. You know, Thursday night I did a murder mystery via Zoom. Absolutely fantastic, good fun that was, I tell you. Did I find out the murderer was? No, I did not. No, I didn't. No. Was I the murderer? No, I wasn't. Funny enough, no. I actually had my character changed before it actually started. I didn't realise that I had to play 2 characters rather than 1. There you go. You know, these things happen. But yeah, it was great fun. Absolutely great fun. Friday night, I went out to a wedding reception, which was good. And got complimented on my dancing. How's about that? Me complimented on me dancing. What on earth is going on with the world? I don't know. But hey. Anyway. Great fun doing the murder mystery. I played characters called Cyril Slick, who was a cockney geezer. You know, bit of a cheeky so-and-so, you know what I mean, Gav? Easy captain. Oi, oi. He was in love with a lady called Lily, but yeah. And I also played a character called Roger Righthand. It was, hello. I'm a Persh, don't you know? Yes. Bit of a ladies' man, indeed. I wouldn't play the field though. No. Absolutely not. Of course not. Dear boy, dear me. No. Of course not. No. Me? Freddy Vlutical Windborn? With my reputation? What were they thinking? Rather. Ah. Anyway, it's Christmas. It's coming up to Christmas. I can't believe it. We're 21 days away from Christmas. Wow. What is going on with the world, you know? I've still got Christmas. Present sorted yet, you know, I am that so far behind, I really am. Jackie, who's my lovely lady, of course, she's a carer, and she works in people's homes and that, but she's got work present sorted, she's done it. I haven't, I've got a present yet. I know I'm getting her, I'm not going to let her, I'm not going to say what I'm going to get her, because in case she listens to the podcast, of course, but I know exactly what I'm going to get her for Christmas, of course I do, yeah. What else am I going to talk about? Yes, my Focus Award winner this week will go to... I had so many choices to give my Focus Award away to, but this week I'm going to give it to the British government. Yes, for Omicron, or however you pronounce it. I don't know and I don't care. This new variant of the COVID virus. Yeah, South Africa say it's mild. Government saying, like, you know, why, no, we haven't. We'll just plod on regardless, you know. All right, we've got masks back in, that's fine, that's not a problem. We have boost jabs, not a problem, okay, fine. But, you know, in my opinion, and these are only my opinions, by the way, no one else's, these are my opinions and my podcast, so I'll say what I like. No one's stopped me yet, and no one's going to stop me yet, I'll tell you that much now. But, my opinion is this, quite simply. Omicron is an anagram of moronic. And if you call it Omicron B, that means no crimbo, you see? But the government can't decide where the first 2 cases in the UK happened. Alright? First off, they said it was Chelmsford. Okay, I start to worry, okay? Then they say it's Brentwood. Big difference! Chelmsford, Brentwood. Chelmsford, Brentwood. Big difference. For that reason alone, ladies and gentlemen, the British government are going to get my second ever Focus Award. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Oh, dear. Well, what else has been happening in my life recently? Let's see. I started watching Hawkeye. Yeah, I have started watching that. I quite like it, actually. It's quite good. It is really good. You know, Marvel, in my opinion, have got another hit on their hands, okay? Hawkeye on Disney Plus. Superb stuff. I finally finished watching Squid Game as well. Oh, I love the Squid Game. Rolling on to season 2. Very gory, very bloody, and a very good TV series as well. Very good Korean drama. Yeah. What have I got planned for Christmas? Oh, let's see what I've got planned for Christmas. I know for a fact I'm doing a Christmas Eve morning broadcast, which is going to be fun. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Yeah, the Robert Evans Yuletide Prepper Show on Radio V75 is going live on Christmas Eve morning. How cool is that? I mean, I cannot express how excited I am for Christmas now. You know, I'm never up to Christmas. I'm like, I don't want to know. Don't leave me alone. If someone says to me Christmas and it's October, I'm like, bah humbug.
I really do.
I don't care for it. I don't care for it at all. No, I don't. But, you know, it's me. That's me for you. That is me. I don't care for Christmas until the 1st of December. That's when my festive spirit comes in. That's when I wake up and I feel Christmassy. You know, I want to watch a Christmas movie. 1st of December. I want to play Christmas songs on my records, on my radio shows. 1st of December. Yeah, it's that simple. Also, I must mention, on Radio V75, Friday night, Chris James, or Nick Dears as I like to call him, because he's my best mate from school, and he recently got in touch with me back on Facebook, and that's how I got involved with Radio 375 and all that. Yeah, he got in touch with me on Facebook using the name Chris James, and when I saw his picture, I thought, that's Nick Dearsley, you know? But anyway, he's been my mate from since school days, so, you know, we lost touch a few years ago, and recently he got back in touch with me on Facebook. And, yeah. So that was fun. And now I find myself as a station manager on Radio V75 with a lot of responsibility as well. Yes. It's great. It is great fun. Would I stop it for the world? No, I wouldn't. Why? Because it's a passion of mine, basically. You know, broadcasting is a passion of mine. It really is. Yeah, yeah. What else have I seen recently? Like Legends of Tomorrow, I love that series. Absolutely love the series. Yes, I do. Doctor Who, flux, wow. That just goes from strength to strength, doesn't it? All right, the view figures aren't there, but it sort of swings and roundabouts, isn't it? You know, it's good, but because so many people have slated it in the past, people just tuned off. I don't tune off for someone slates something that I enjoy watching. I don't tune off from it. No. I carry on watching it. I do. You know? A bit more about my life. I've got a sister in law called Tracy Goddard, of course. She's got a lovely fella called Hayden Wheeler. Yeah, they're both lovely people. They really are. They've got a chocolate lamb who's an absolute fool. But he's an absolute lovable fool, though. He is Charlie Dog. And he's lovable, you know? He loves his fussies. He does love his fussies. He loves his food. Typical Labrador loves his food. Yeah, they live in Battlesbridge, so they recently moved into Battlesbridge. Me and Jackie have been living in Chelmsford for 4 years now. Coming on for five. Yeah, I can't believe that. But we wouldn't miss it for the world. You know, we wouldn't go back to Romford. No. Because we love it here in Chelmsford now, so yeah, that's it. I will give more in-depth reviews and that later on in the series. When I'm settled into it more, you know, when I've settled into the show a bit more, when I've settled into the podcast a bit more, I will give more in-depth reviews on things that I've watched and stuff, and maybe I might do some rundowns of things, and that, I don't know, I might do, but I'm going to look into watching some films soon, and write some notes and stuff. Yeah, because I did try, in my murder mystery, I tried writing notes and that, and I failed. We both thought it was the captain, but it was one of the other passengers. Because the story goes that one of the passengers... Well, I'll explain the whole murder mystery for you before I go any further. Basically, we were all passengers on a cruise ship. And one of the passengers, Dr. McDougood, had been murdered. Yeah. And completely full story, all part of the storyline. And it turns out that... the good doctor had taken away one passenger's babies and given it to someone else, right? However, when the lady in question, Madam Whatnot, found out that the good doctor was on the ship, her upset and her anger and anguish at losing her baby to someone else caused her to go flip and kill him. Understandable, really. Yeah, but she was the murderess. Yes, and both teams, because we split into two teams, both teams thought it was the captain. Sorry, captain, but we thought you were the one. Yeah, but we were wrong. We were both wrong. We were both our teams were wrong. So there you go. Yeah, we actually failed to find the murderer. Which everyone would call it. But going back to the wedding reception, right? There's the thing. They had cooked food. Now, I have never been to a wedding reception where they give you cooked food, right? We're not talking buffet food. No. We're not talking sausage rolls or little piece of bites and crisps and stuff like that. No. What we're talking here, we're talking burgers. We're talking the sort of burger bites that you have the flour on the top, you know? It runs on your fingers and everything. You run on your trousers and it goes everywhere, you know? Oh. But hot burgers, hot dogs, even hot dogs, chips. These weird cube things which turned up with cheese, which I didn't realize. But it was cooked cheese. It was all right. It was okay because I don't get on with cheese. I really don't know. I do not get on with cheese whatsoever because I don't know. My taste buds just go. It just doesn't agree with me. But if it's melted cheese or cooked cheese. Especially melted cheese, because I can't taste the texture of cheese. I'm all right. I'm okay with it. I'm fine. But yeah, I've got a few good songs coming up for Christmas. Yes, got a few good recommendations for you. Rachel Arnold and the Christmas Rainbow is a good song. Yeah. Very unique song. I'll put it that way. I'll say it that way. I'll be kind of nice about it. Craig Revel Horwood's got a Christmas song out. Yeah. It's Christmas, Merry Christmas. Absolutely belter of a song. Who said that Craig Rutherford could not sing is absolute... You know what? He's an idiot. He is an idiot. But, yeah, that's all I've got time for to talk about, really. That's all I've got time for to talk about, really. There you go. What have I got to look forward to? The Doctor Who last episode. I'm a celebrity. Oh! Poor naughty boy. He's been given the trial, every trial so far this series. You know, the poor geezers must be thinking, why have I deserved this? But then again, you think back to where he was like, he's been complaining about leaving. He says he's gonna leave, but he doesn't. That might be a reason. Also, he screams a lot. You know, and I think that's the reason why, because he is pure entertainment gold. He really is pure entertainment gold. But I'm not voted for him. I'm not voted for the trial. I want to give him a chance to relax and that. But how about this for camp leader David Ginola? Why are you not voting for him? I voted for Norman Whitley, the camp leader, but not him. I voted for David Ginola to keep the face of trials, but there you go. Anyway, I suppose that's been it, really. Now, this is definitely about it. I'm going to wrap up now and stop waffling, stop talking, and I'll see you next time on the Showbiz Report. Wow. I can't believe it. I really can't. I've got to shoot off now, record a couple of shows for the Radio 375, of course. And, yeah, hopefully I'll have some interviews soon as well on this very podcast. Hoping so. But yeah, for now, this is Robert Evans, Mr. Showbiz, signing off. Till next week, take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you on the flip side. Don't forget to catch me on Radio V75, of course, on the Robert Evans Yuletide Breakfast Show, One Step Beyond, Saturdays 5 till 7 p.m, of course, and the Sunday Night Rock Show, Robbo's Festive Frolics, Sunday nights 8 till 10. All right, and the Robert Evans Yuletide Breakfast Show, weekday mornings 7 till 10. On Radio V75. I'll see you there. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.